Saturday AM Live with Vance Rogers.
It is 7 a.m. It is time for Saturday AM Live, and Debbie Bennett is with us this morning, and usually she is from the great state of Texas, but this morning she's in Louisiana. Debbie, we still have you, correct?
I'm here.
There we go. I always go into a slight panic attack when I don't hear that usual little bit of static that I heard before. Debbie's background is a clinical exercise physiologist, and for 15 years she taught at the college level with a focus on intervention and prevention rather than treating diseases and, well, not so much diseases, but accidents is really what I think, if I remember correctly. And your life was kind of upside down. Can I describe it that way when you were introduced to Nikan?
That's a nice way to put it.
So, Debbie, talk to us a little bit more about your background of what a clinical exercise physiologist is and what they do, because some might think, well, you were just a glorified PE teacher, but I don't think that's what you were doing, correct?
Correct. Exercise physiology is actually a branch where we utilize exercise to treat and prevent chronic diseases. You could specialize in exercise physiology with performance, like athletic performance and that type of thing. There's many things you could do, lots of research, muscle fiber testing, you know, how the body uses energy, lactic acid, very complex. What I focused on was the intervention for treatment and prevention of chronic diseases, heart disease, obesity, diabetes, fatigue, stress, all of these things. I did work, I continue to work in medicine, and it doesn't fit real well in medicine only on after someone has had an event, like if you've had a heart attack, or you've had an amputation, or any number of chronic problems. I was always passionate about the preventative side. So for me, I've been able to keep one foot in the medicine side and see what's transpired in 30 years, and also one foot in wellness. And that's really been the platform from which I focus on and come from.
Okay. Okay, and you did that for how many years were you, that was your main occupation?
I guess up until, from the time I was early 20s, probably 21, until I got in Nikan and things shifted a little bit for me. I moved from Louisiana to Texas. I quit teaching, climbing the ladder. I at one time wanted to be a hospital administrator. All of that changed for me when I got involved with Nikan. I took my ladder off that wall and really started focusing primarily with Nikan and with the wellness.
Okay. And let our listeners know a little bit more of what caused that focus. Give us a little bit more of as I said, what were the words I used? Your life was a little bit upside down. You said that was a nice way of describing it. I mean, you don't have to give us the gory details, but we always experience life changes, and sometimes they're pretty major, whether it's a death in the family, a divorce, or some other type of, you know, catastrophic event that can derail us for a time, and yours was a divorce. I don't know that I've ever seen one that's very pretty. You were in a scenario with kids involved, that things were just not probably as you thought they would be when you started down your venture right out of college and all that stuff. So give us a little more insight, because I think it paints the picture to what Nikan has provided for you.
Well, I think you would probably, from my background, most people would assume that my attraction to this company would have been wellness and the wellness products. and that is absolutely not true at all. I've been married for 24 years and went through a divorce prior to NECAN, and basically more than half of my household income left. I did have a good salary, and I never did just one thing. So I was working at the hospital. I was teaching on the college level and was doing a couple of other things. But when, you know, that half of my household income left, I had to make that up, to maintain the kids in school, and my kids played soccer, select sports, and a lot of traveling. Very expensive to raise children. And so what I did was I actually added three more part-time jobs. I added the number of classes I was teaching every semester. I went to work earlier so I could, you know, get a little overtime in there. So I was at work very early. At noon, I would run to the college and teach a class on Monday, Wednesday, Friday. Two or three nights a week, I was teaching. I picked up some other part-time jobs. Basically, I was working from sunup till I dropped every day but Sunday afternoon. And I didn't really have time to look at myself, but it was the hardest thing that I've ever done. And I think one of the hardest things, Vance, was my youngest son was 10 years old, and I remember how painful it was. He would come home from school, or I would pick him up from soccer practice, and I would run in and give him a kiss on his head and tell him I'll be back at 10 o'clock. And, you know, I can't tell you how many times backing out of the driveway, I knew that I was leaving my children to be alone 7 days a week. And you do what you have to do, but there's a cost. Mm-hmm. There's a cost.
Sure.
And it's the guilt of leaving, but knowing, you know, that I had to do. I mean, I would have cleaned toilets if I had to keep my family intact and keep them running as smoothly as possible. My best friend saw a presentation by Rick Murphy in Austin, Texas, and they were like, this is a perfect fit for Deb with my exercise phys and the passion that I had. So they called me up and said, you have to take a look at this. And I'm like, oh, really? Are you kidding me? Like, within which 5 minutes of the day do you want me to look at this, and then what would I do with it? And they knew my situation because, you know, best friends, I would call them frequently and just, you know, I had to have somebody that I could talk to. And my best friend's husband said to me, he said, well, what's your plan? You know, that things are going to be different. And I said, well, I don't have a plan. And he said, well, I think you ought to take a look at this. And because of our relationship, I don't think anybody else would have, that I would have taken the time. But out of the respect for our relationship, I did take a look, and I got in. And I hit the ground running. I didn't say I don't have time. Not having time and not having money and not having the time with my children that I wanted wasn't an excuse to not do this. It was all the reasons that drove me to do this. And so, you know, when your tail's on fire, you find a way. So Terry Latham says, you either build a business out of desperation or inspiration. And I can tell you at that point, it was desperation. It changed my life. It changed my children's life. I quit my job. I quit teaching. I moved to Texas. I took an entire year off from doing anything but weekend and really recovered because I was exhausted. I was pretty exhausted. Then after that year, I decided that I needed to get in the community and meet people, and what I knew best, medicine. So I took a job on the heart floor at a large hospital where we do transplants and that type of thing, so that I could start becoming a part of the community in Austin and start building a business there. So it was difficult times. I took whatever time I had, and Meekin just went with me everywhere I went. It wasn't about, you know, carving out or, you know, not knowing when to do Meekin. Meekin just became a part of who I was. I did have to even make sacrifices with the business. My daughter was a competitive dancer. She was in theater. My sons played soccer and played high school soccer. And when I decided to do this, I started having a weekly meeting. And it was either Tuesday or Thursday night, and those are prime nights for soccer game, for high school soccer games. So yeah, I missed some soccer games. I missed some plays. I missed a few things, but what we have gotten back in the long run because of that, there's no measure for that.
You know, Debbie, you've focused on and you've hit on so many different things that all of us deal with. I mean, our school starts for us in a couple days, and with school starting, with two girls who are very active, exactly what most parents and grandparents go through is that sometimes you gotta flip because there's so much stuff going on. Active people are actively involved in so many different things, and yet you just nailed it when you made the comment that, you know, yeah, I missed some things. However, it's okay. There are certain things that you have to make a sacrifice if you want to get ahead. And I keep thinking about, you know, what a true pioneer is. They sacrificed a lot. I mean,
I think the kids, my children learned so much from that. Life is about, you know, what do you want and what are you willing to do? And they saw that I was passionate and that I was committed. In the big scope of things, you know, my children, do we even remember that I missed a soccer game? No. But do they know for themselves as a model, that they, when they went to college or when they're pursuing whatever they're pursuing, that they will be obstacles and that you overcome and you work through that? That life isn't something somebody hands you on a platter. You make what your life is. You create your life based on, you know, what you're willing to give and what you're willing to do to achieve that. So they knew that it was very difficult for me not to be there, and there was no question that I loved them, and me not being there wasn't a measure of whether I loved them or not. But what they saw from that and the respect and it actually empowered them in their life as they move forward for what they want to achieve. They don't expect someone to hand it to them on a platter.
Right. And I, you know, there's so many values that we can live, and knowing that the healthy family is 20% of our five pillars, it's a huge aspect to know that how to balance that, and we learn how to navigate through the process. Debbie, not once did you even say anything about a profound experience with one of Niken's solutions for your introduction to Niken, which I always find fascinating, because there are people like yourself out there that they immediately see that, hey, there's a... experience where we're at now, and 40 million satisfied customers estimated, and over $25 billion in sales. There's obviously something working with those solutions, but share with us what, when you first got started, or even today, right now, what is it about Niken's products that changed your life or helped you make this decision that I gotta hook up with this company?
You know, for me, it was the business. It, you know, and the products. My sponsors wouldn't even tell me that it was a resource CD because they didn't want me to spend my time studying all the research because I love it. I love it. I think I'm a very different animal, Vance. I totally get prevention, and I'm totally invested in prevention. I don't have to be sick or falling apart to do what I need to take care of myself. I recognized very early on, I mean, I'm very healthy. I've been a runner since I was in my 20s. I mean, exercise physiology, I walk the walk of what I teach other people. I don't think I can teach that if I didn't practice it, then I wouldn't really believe it, you know? So I would say that I'm very healthy. Of course, the product, my energy, I was pretty much on the low side with sleep and fatigue, running and kind of working as much as I was. So the sleep system and the you know, Jade Green Zymes and the water, all of that, I was, you know, my energy was immediately affected. But I get excited, like, when I take my nutritionals or I drink my water, because I know on the cell level exactly what that's doing to me. I see my family has pretty good genes as well. My dad will be 89 in next month, and his brother, who is 90, is still living, and his sister, who's 92. So, and they're very healthy. Now, what my dad does have is macular degeneration, and so he's blind now. And that isn't, you don't fix that. That is something that you have to prevent. Our cognitive decline, that, I don't care. There's not a pill that's going to fix that. That's something you have to prevent. And these are things that I look at, and I see people struggle and how it devastates their life. And it's like, I want to prevent these things for myself. So for me, Neekin, I know, is about prevention. It's about allowing my body to heal and repair every night, taking care of the deficits that most people suffer as far as the full spectrum light, the negative ions, the magnetic field, the nutrition. You know, those are all deficiencies. And so taking care of the deficiencies, minimizing the toxins, I plan to be very healthy. I'm gonna be running when I'm about 100 and probably crossing the street too slow, and I'll get hit by the bread truck or something. I don't know.
You know, I had this question that just popped into my head, and you answered it before I could ask, because I was curious, you know, when you said, I know what takes place on the cellular level, and yet you just exactly described what's going on when our bodies are exposed to the solutions that Neekin's provided, that we know that when we crawl into bed on a nature rest sleep system, that we're going to get the rejuvenated repair work that our bodies need to get when we sleep. And I can't help but think, with the introduction here in a few days, or I should say the reintroduction of a sleep mask that looks 100 times better than what we had before, it will just be another simple component in with that. And you know, and is it going to stop what your dad experienced? No, because that's just one of those things you can't reverse. However, to maximize, you know, the eyesight that we do have, and to allow our bodies to experience that REM stage sleep, it's going to be a perfect fit. Debbie, I know for you, you're on the go. As Terry Latham described when he and I were talking a few weeks ago, he said, you know, you got to get Debbie because she's just a dynamo. And you were thinking, man, I haven't really done all that much, but your life, you literally ooze excitement and the nature and the spirit of a pioneer and a fighter and someone who's constantly going forward in the right direction. I'm curious where your kids are at today. And how they followed mom's example, are in college, still in high school, where are they at age-wise, that kind of stuff?
My oldest son and daughter are both in Neekin. My oldest son is a gold, and he's just going all out. He's, I don't know, he's just yesterday. In fact, I am actually sitting at the Women's Hospital in Alexandria. He just had his fourth baby yesterday. He has four children, four and under.
Wow.
And his whole passion is to be a full-time dad. And Nikan is his vehicle to do that. He's also very passionate about this. My daughter is in Dallas, she works in the corporate wellness industry. She's extremely passionate about this. And, having my kids partner with me, and we have a great relationship anyway, but for us to have this that we could do together, I get texts from my son like, "Mom, you are awesome." And it's like, "Honey, I'm not. He is an inspiration to me." And I know that what my kids get out of Nikan, even if they didn't build the business, but the mentoring, the book, the positive outlook, the help for themselves and their families. All my grandkids are, you know, they get their special drink in the morning with their Jade Green Dimes and their omega-3, and you know, they all drink the water. I wouldn't trade it for anything.
Well, what you've just described is what our culture was the standard. It was not the exception, but 100 years ago, that was the standard when you had 95% of the population that were entrepreneurs, that most businesses were family dynamic run businesses. And I've been spoiled, so I know exactly where your son and daughter are at, because for the last 20 years, I've enjoyed working with my folks and both my brothers at different times. In Nikan, but we've always, I tell people all the time, I joke because I've never filled out a job application. I don't know what one looks like, because my parents, they were entrepreneurs. And so I feel like I was spoiled. Was it handed to me on a silver spoon? I don't think so. But what your son and daughter are doing is exactly following in Mom's footsteps. From your perspective, and I know that you've been part of the wellness as far as the prevention side of things, which I know is huge, and yet at the same time, I was talking with a gentleman from Slovakia the other day, which is the half of when Czechoslovakia split. That's, you know, there's Czech Republic and there's Slovakia, and we were talking about the dynamics of where we are as a culture in the United States, in North America. And we're not where we should be, because of a lot of different statistics and whatnot. But I found myself explaining Nikan to him, and I said, well, it seems to make more sense if you've got a, you know, an ache or a pain here, rather than put some medication in your mouth to deal with that, it makes more sense to put something directly on the area to treat that. And he nodded his head, and I said, I'm sure you've seen a lot of things here that you don't experience back home. Debbie, when it comes to the opportunity that's before us, it's a silly question to ask, where do you think this is going? But Nikan's been since 1989, been in North America, so 23 years been, you know, here in the U.S. Is there still an opportunity here, or have we kind of, you know, maxed it out and we've you know, targeted and hit everybody that's going to join? Where do you think we're at?
I think we're just getting started. I think the environment is perfect. People operate under a paradigm that they have been groomed in Western medicine. And we're actually, I believe, in a shift, in a paradigm shift, because of, you know, what is going on with our health and our economy. You know, everyone is on the edge of their seats about healthcare reform and, you know, what's going to happen there. And I see what medicine has to offer. The best that medicine has to offer, their finest pharmaceuticals, their finest surgery procedure, their finest hip replacement, I don't care. What the best that they have to offer isn't anything that I would want compared to what Nikan can do for you and your health. I walked up and down a floor of 64 beds with people that are on a laundry list of pharmaceuticals, and they're not better. And they're living, but they're just eking out their health from one new, you know, pill to another. Many people can't work because of their health. They can't afford the copay on their medications, and none of these interventions are allowing the body to heal. So it's just it just continues. So we're in a time where all eyes are on healthcare, and those of us that are out there that are saying that whole healthcare reform is it, guys, it's only about who's going to pay for it. It's not about reforming healthcare. It's about reforming who's paying. So people are looking. They are looking for alternatives. So I think that we're just really coming into our own when people are starting to learn that they need to take responsibility for their health. They need to start with taking responsibility for their retirement and these types of things. And it's going to be a paradigm shift that we're in the midst of. So I think the door has been just barely cracked, and now the door is swinging wide open for us to step into this market.
Well, and I know that, again, from talking with people who are in other cultures who have their health care provided, and they're saying, look, that's not all that it's cracked up to be. I mean, you think that just so you can get free treatment for, you know, accidental thing, that yeah, it serves its place. But when it really comes down to how do we prevent those things from happening? I mean, you mentioned a laundry list of medication of people that you see in a hospital or in a facility. My record, being a, you know, first responder, volunteer firefighter, my record is 27 different medications for one person. And I'm looking at this person going, man, at 53, you should not be in this condition.
Yeah.
And, you know, there's a conflict of interest what I can do as a wellness consultant, but I want to scream because it's so frustrating that's not, and I'm not, and I know you would agree with this, we're not attacking what modern medicine, it's just that they shifted the wrong direction when it came to that paradigm. And there are people, there are countless people like us out there as wellness consultants who are saying, hey, I think these folks at Healthy Child, Healthy World have got something to talk about going on here. Let's watch this little video called Wake Up Story again go from there. Debbie,
I think it's part of our posture also, Vance. And this may sound... You know, people, I hope they don't take this the wrong way, but I don't get on board for Run for the Cure and all these nonprofits that are, you know, raising money for cancer research and all of that. And it's not that I don't want people that have cancer to have an intervention, but my position is, hey, guys, this is preventable. Let's run for the education of preventing cancer. I want to put my efforts in the camp of educating people and dispelling the belief that there's nothing you can do about it. So when I look at, you know, Run for the Cure or whatever, and I look at where that money's spent, and it's spent on mammograms, and science has even, you know, proven that mammograms are, you know, for the most part now, they're detrimental for what we're trying to do. I want to put my energy and my focus, and so I have shifted when I talk to people, I don't talk about, you know, Run for the Cure or more research into treatment. I really focus on educating people that it is preventable.
Well, and I think that bottom line, is that, again, going back to what's presented in, you know, 3 minutes and 52 seconds in the video, The Wake Up Story, that's part of that education that can help open people's eyes, because it all starts with a friend making a, you know, a small change And whether it's a complete wellness home, or it's a pair of insoles, or, you know, a bottle of Siaga, or, you know, something, or a water bottle, for Pete's sakes, it's going to get us going in the right direction. And I agree with you 100%. We've just scratched the surface. The door is just beginning to open, and we've got a job to do. We've got our work cut out for us, but I'm just thrilled that there are people like you who come from the background of what you spent a good portion of your life studying and teaching, and we have the expertise to do that. So, hey, I want to let you get into your day. I want to thank you for giving 30 minutes of your time to help educate us on, you know, the responsibility we have to continuing on. And I'm just thrilled that we've got people like yourself that are examples that are saying, hey, we need to do a job here, and we need to, you know, get out there and do it a little bit quicker.
Absolutely, absolutely. And thank you for letting me come on and share. I hope that it empowers people to move forward and lead with their heart. And don't be afraid to share, because, yes, people do have a different paradigm, but until we start sharing another way and another possibility, we're not going to have that paradigm shift.
Okay. Well, wonderful. And just as a reminder, folks, our guest has been Debbie Bennett. I've had several people always ask, and you got to remind her who the guest was. Debbie Bennett, out of Austin, Texas, has been with us this morning. And if you know somebody, or if you thought, oh my goodness, why didn't I call my friend? Well, you can send a link to them of the recording, which is at www.saturdayamlive.com. The recording is there. So, Debbie, thank you again. I know you've got a full day ahead of you, and we want to wish you the best. And we look forward to connecting with you soon again on the Nikan Highway. But have a fantastic
day. Absolutely. Thank you. I'll see you at convention.
Okay. That sounds good, Debbie. Okay, bye-bye.
All right. Bye.
Have a great weekend, everybody. Look forward to chatting with you next Saturday morning, same time and number, and we'll go from there. So have a great weekend. Bye-bye.
To learn more about Nikan, we encourage you to contact the person who suggested you listen to this information.